Before I bring up the last performer of the night, I just want to mention, I want to thank you all for coming out. I know it was a really hot day today, and some people were kind of dropping like flies. You know, it really was hot. But I'm glad you came out. And I wanted to mention two upcoming open mics, one a week from tonight, when we have two cat folk, that's Betsy Mandrioli and John Frullo. And we also have Steve Rapson that night. So that'll be a really nice night. And then also our Emerson Umbrella open mic in Concord resumes on September 13th with two absolutely incredible, wonderful guys, real heavy hitters, Steve Sadler and Jamie Walker. You can't beat them as musicians. They are great, they're buddies, and they feed off each other, have a great chemistry, and they will give you a wonderful time. And that's Monday, September 13th. And I'd like once again to thank our features, Walnut and Michelle, because they both did a great job. And also Jeff Root, who gave a wonderful mini set and makes us want to be here on November 30th. One more hand for Jeff Root. And please thank Ira, who's done a great job at the board, also recording. If you want to know how you sounded and how you looked, all you have to do is get on the proper link, which is in my mailings always, and you can, if you can handle it, you can listen to how you did. Sometimes it's hard, but you can. And thanks to Jake, who rallied, whose wrist is obviously much better than it was a little while ago. And so thank you, Jake.
Thanks, thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Well, we do have one more performer, but we could thank Ellen now.
Thank you. Now, as I told Stephen Gadbois, who's here for the very first time, and Bill and Joanna Harriman had recommended this place to him, and poor guy, he got to be last. But I told him, I said, all of us opened for him. So please give a first-timer's welcome to Stephen Gadbois.
Thanks for having me here. Haven't been playing that long. I'm gonna try this song. I can remember the words. It's called Farmer's Hotel. The lights went out in New York, and they went in Goshen. I got stuck in Goshen, and that was sad. Town folks stared hard, like their minds. District so downtrodden and drab. I flagged down a stranger in a worn wooden wheelchair, and when I asked if he knew of a hotel, he said, if I get your meaning, I'm definitely leaning towards recommending the farm. Find the place, a mother looked me in the face and whispered, please, sir, not the Farmer's Hotel. Once where I was headed, she swore I would regret it, though what might happen she wouldn't foretell. The old place, it was vicious, wicked and pernicious. please stay away from that rank abattoir. Though her words alarmed me, I was stuck until morning. And in the end, we must be who we are. No light on the door, I wasn't quite sure if a night clerk was working within. From behind a red curtain limped a perilous person. He appeared to have some egg on his chin. This old Yankee warlock brushed back his gray forelock, motioned me to sign in the book. With no bone, homie, he proffered the key. Never once did he give me a look. Thanked the old codger, and as my role as the lodger, I headed upstairs for to sleep. There was nowhere a slumber, the doors they had no numbers, and which room was intended for me. The passage kept on going, like the carpet was flowing towards that thing at the end of the hall. My own eyes had adjusted. This account can be trusted, because I know that I saw what I saw. Heard animal noises and tangled up voices, chanting more and of rumors of more. There is no natural law that can explain what I saw spread out on that straw-covered floor. Now I've put an ocean between myself and Goshen to get away from the farmer's hotel. Things too unclean are better left unseen. Stay away from the farmer's hotel. Lights went out in Goshen, just like poetry in motion, and I checked into the farmer's hotel. Now if you get a notion to travel to Goshen, please stay away from the farmer's hotel.